Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Teacher time, Ron Hayes with you today. And farm broadcasters from across the country were our nation's capital this last week for the annual Washington Watch fly-in. Had a chance to interact with a lot of lawmakers, USDA officials, key lobbyists. One of those that they had a chance to hear from was the ranking minority member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Senator John Bozeman from the state of Arkansas. We want to share some of Senator Bozeman's comments to the broadcasters here in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman, the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee, he's from the state of Arkansas, talked with farm broadcasters this last week during Washington Watch. Here's the senator.
Well, it's good to be with you guys. I need you and your girls' voices. I wish I could project the way that you all do. Also, I want to thank you. You know, I was thinking on the driving over here, the traffic is just horrible now. And I live in Old Town Alexandria, which is about 6.5 miles from here, but it takes forever to get in now. But, you know, and the radio is on. But, you know, you hear so much stuff. I'm a newspaper guy. I enjoy, again, you know, listening to broadcast. But now we're kind of a nation of headlines. You know, you pick up a newspaper, and the first thing you say is, well, you know, is you look and see if it's today's paper because you already know everything's there, you know. But you don't really know it. You read the headlines. But you all are unique in the sense that the information that you put out to your listeners, they really are listening to it. And that's a big deal, you know, because you're affecting their livelihood. You've got tremendous reach. And I think that really is unique in the world that we live in as far as news. So let me talk to you for 2 or 3 minutes, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you've got. Let me start first with where I think that we're at. And GT is a good friend. He and I, as was mentioned, served together, and we've got a great relationship. I've got a really good relationship with Congressman Scott. We were on the NATO Parliament. He and his wife and my wife traveled to NATO countries for 8 or 9 years together and spent about 30 days a year doing that. So, again, he's also a very, very good friend. And that's that's the thing about agriculture and this bill is it's not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about regions of the country. Southern agriculture is different than the Great Plains. California is different. Certainly the Midwest is unique. So it's getting all that together, and then you always have to, again, figure out the different needs of the commodities. You know, specialty crops are very different than cotton. Rice is different. Corn, soybeans, the list just goes on and on and on. So it's not about Democrats and Republicans. It's about figuring all that out. Senator Stabenow and I have a very good relationship. We've done some really difficult things. We got the Growing Climate Solutions bill passed. That started out very rocky. Our staffs learned to work together, and we actually got 90 some odd votes on that. You could have a resolution for Mother's Day in the Senate right now, and you wouldn't get any more than that. So, and then we also did the summer meals, you know, the EBT cards. That, you know, we'd been working on that for a decade, and we're able to get that done. So I think she understands, I understand, you know, together we can do great things. Independently, it's very difficult because of the margin in the Senate. You know, the votes are, you know, just with such a narrow composition right now, and will be, I think, in the foreseeable future. So that's where we're at. We're working hard. GT's going to bring his framework out. I think that Debbie's going to bring out a framework today, and you all will be able to be among the first to hear about that in the not-too-distant future today. And so we've been talking to her about that. And then after GT does his, then we'll come out with a framework, you know, thinking what we're doing. I think all of that's very positive. I think it's great. It's starting the ball rolling. We just have a difference in the sense that I believe very strongly in the situation we're in now, we have to reset the safety nets. Farmers have to have the ability to have the confidence to know that they're not risking everything. Right now they're signing personal guarantees. It's very difficult. And the safety nets are broken down. So that's going to take some money. And, you know, the key is, you know, where do you find that? How do you get it in there? Visited with a lady the other day, a corn grower that's very well respected in that group. And she said, Senator. And she started penciling out, you know, her input cost, what she expected, you know, the yield, you know, on the farm per acre. And you start doing all that, and it just, it's deeply in the red. It just doesn't work right now. So everybody I've talked to, and I've talked to a bunch of people, I've got an excellent staff, and again, talking to USDA, talking to our land grants, everyone feels like input costs are going to continue to rise like everything else with inflation. Inflation is not under control. They're here. They're not going down. They'll quit going up as quickly as they have, but they're going to stay here, okay? Labor costs are not going to go down. Transportation costs aren't going to go down. Utilities aren't going to go down. All of those things, again, up here, rising somewhat. But everybody predicts when you talk to our land grants, when you talk to USDA, the economist within the different associations, everyone feels like commodities are going down, and we've seen that. So it's not a good combination. So all I'm saying is that, you know, let's work together and make it such that at the end of the day that we have a farm bill that we can all be proud of, but also, very importantly, puts the risk management tools, whether it's ARC, PLC, reference prices, putting those things in place so that our farmers can continue on.
Minority Leader of the Senate Agriculture Committee, John Bozeman, Senator from Arkansas. And thanks for joining us today for this feature time on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Ron Hayes. Our team will be back with more farm news here in just a few moments.